This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Coffee with Timmy. I'm going to be doing a series on single parenthood, and my first person is a man. I've always wondered what it must be on the other side. I'm a single mom, so I've always wondered what is it going to be like if, you know, what is it like for the man? So as usual, it's an unscripted interview, and I'm speaking to Danny Kamona. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Absolutely. So let's start with, who is Danny?
Jeez, okay, yeah, that's an interesting question. All right, Danny is a sportsman, financial planner, and a dad, a Christian. Okay, I don't want to say devoted because I think it's too broad, but yes, I'm a God-knowing guy.
Okay.
And I've got two kids, a daughter, 21-year-old.
Wow.
Okay. Who's at varsity now.
Mm-hmm.
And son, who am I? Well, I can say he's graduated into teenhood.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
He turns 16 in November.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's already, he's middle teens already.
Yeah.
And so I met Danny through a friend of mine. So I'm going to let you tell, let him say exactly what he does. So my friend says you are also a personal trainer and you actually go one-on-one to people. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, so basically my job is very easy. I do a physical side of the human anatomy. Basically, I mean, training people, like to shred weight, sports people, obviously, strength training, recovery programs, and all that. And most my oldest client is actually 84.
Wow.
And I've been with him for the past 5 years.
Okay.
So basically, I can say, you know, I've done a lot in kind of like, I mean, helping him to strengthen up, you know, to be where he is now.
Okay.
And then the list that I do is just to make sure that, I mean, people live healthy, a healthy lifestyle, and they are conscious about their bodies as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do house calls.
Mm-hmm.
I go to clients. I also go anywhere where it's convenient for us to do a workout. Like, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but as long as
you can do a workout.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. I was going to say, oh, when my friend told me, I said, oh, maybe I'll join. And I'm like, oh gosh, just the thought of moving these days, eh? It's a struggle. Okay. So you are a single dad.
I'm a single dad.
Okay. Yes. The road to being single for people are different. Some people are widowed. They are widowed. They are widows. Some become single parents through divorce. Some become accidental single parents. Like a pregnancy comes and the man bails, which is why I really wanted to talk to a man this time. What's it like for you to be a single dad?
I think basically for me, the roles of a single dad have kind of like changed at this point in time in life. I think for me, I've kind of like mastered the journey, you know, because I think first of all, it's like building a relationship with your kids, right? And then I think secondly, is to kind of like fixing the wrongs, if there were any, with your, what's the right word to use? I don't want to say ex, I don't want to say baby mama, but with the mother of your children.
Okay.
Because I mean, I think also in giving respect also, irregardless of what would have happened, you know, it's always right to give them the respect, because I mean, they partake in a lot of time in taking care of your kids. So I think it's also important to give that respect, because I would normally say people disrespect the
mother of the children.
Mother of their children, yes. You know, so irregardless of what has happened, you know, just give them that respect. So my journey through all that, I have worked so hard to have that relationship with my kids. You know, I've worked so hard to embrace them and for them to be able to know that, I mean, this is our father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to respect him,
and
vice versa, because I mean, respect is in two ways.
Yes.
You know? You can't expect the kids to respect you when you don't respect them.
Yeah.
You know, you can't expect the kids to respect you when you're not there.
Yeah.
You know, so in order for one to build the trust, you know, it's those phone calls, being there for their education, being there when they need you, being there when they look at their lowest.
Okay.
You know, that they can be able to call you saying, "Oh, Daddy, this is my situation. Daddy, I need this. Daddy, this is what is happening in my life." Be there and know what's happening in their life. I mean, it could be in their curriculum, it could be in their sports academics,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being there.
Okay.
So it makes single parenting very easy.
Okay.
You know, even though sometimes it can be stressful, but just, you know, being in their space.
Yes.
You know, like, I mean, like, yesterday I had a conversation with my son, you know, I was missing him. And then I just gave him a call.
Mm-hmm.
So he says to me, he's very creative in a lot of things.
Okay.
Right. So he says to me, "No, I'm trying to create a guide with toothbrushes."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Okay, that's very creative." You know. So in the process of that, we started recreating the belts together.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So that's even though it's a simplest or funniest thing,
mm-hmm.
but that involvement is very important.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
You know.
But you know what you're saying? It also applies to any parent.
Yeah.
Whether you're a single parent, whether you are in a relationship, you're married, whatever. The two things that you said now that actually I'm so impressed. You didn't want to use the word baby mama, and you were looking for what do I say now? How do I explain? How do I explain their mother?
Yeah.
You know, and that shows me that you have respect not just for the woman that has given birth to your children, but to women, because I find it very offensive when people say baby mama,
yes.
baby dada. And it has, has made that position of being a parent nonsense, you know, because that means anybody can, you know,
yeah.
but I really respect you for that. I really do.
You.
And the other thing that you said now, like I'm saying, everything that you said now is what parents need to be. When parents say, we have some quality time together, I was like, from your side, you think it's quality time, but not from the child, from the child's side. You don't know, but here you are. You're not ashamed to say, "I'm missing my son.
Yeah.
He's 16, but I'm missing him." And it also shows me the way you said you called him and you started working on the belt that you do have a relationship.
Yes.
You do have a relationship. How long have you been a single parent?
It's been almost 10 years now.
Almost 10 years.
Yes.
So you've had your son since you were 6. Was that a decision that you made by yourself?
Look, so coming to the decision, it had to be like a collaborative relationship. Decision. You know, it wasn't an easy one. But it was one of those decisions that we decided, you know, let's try find ourselves in different spaces.
Okay.
You know, it was mutual, but also at the same time it was a hard decision.
Okay.
It was a hard decision to make. I mean, knowing that you've known someone for a very long time, with these kids, and having to take that decision, you know, it was a painful journey, more especially for my kids, you know.
Okay.
Because them having grown in that nest with both parents.
Yes.
Right. And then obviously now the parents have to having to go apart.
Yeah.
You know, so it was tearing,
mm-hmm.
you know, for myself as well.
Yeah.
Because they normally say men don't.
Yeah. Men guys, don't, I wish you could that. See him. I wish I was doing this on video. It is so, you can see the emotions, even
yeah.
though it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I wish this was video, you will see yeah. his face. Okay.
You understand. Mm-hmm. So we go through those emotions
mm-hmm.
as men. But the problem that that we have as men is that we don't talk about our issues. You know, we mm-hmm. don't, we don't have, I think there's a stigma attached to us talking about what we go through. There's a stigma attached to us venting out, talking about our daily struggles.
Why do you think there is?
I think it's egos.
It's ego, yeah.
It's
a male thing.
It's a male thing, yeah. So I think that cycle needs to be broken
mm-hmm.
because I think the society will be much, much better if those cycles can be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see like a lot now, there's a lot of like GBV, you know,
mm-hmm.
Males abusing females
mm-hmm.
because their way of venting out is very physical.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like verbalizing even conversation,
mm-hmm.
but we tend things into our own hands.
Okay.
Or because there's so much anger that we don't express out, that we don't talk to, that we don't talk about.
Okay.
So as a result of all that, that's how you see is all this.
Yeah.
So coming to the point of how am I handling this or how am I coping? I think it was like all communication,
okay,
time, and also wanting to restore relationships. I mean,
okay,
obviously for going forward, because
okay,
I mean when there's kids involved, you know, even though stuff could have happened that would have that led to the breakup in the relationship,
yeah,
right, or in the marriage, but at the same time, with time, things can be fixed through dialogue, through talking, through which is broadly, I mean, communication.
Do you do counseling?
Myself. Okay, so I think with my work, I've realized that, I mean, that is my strength.
Okay.
Because people speak to me.
Okay.
And I realize that when I sit back, I realize that actually I've planted a solution to what someone was saying
yeah,
to me, you know.
Okay.
So I think it's something that's in me. I'm not a counselor, but I think I'm good with dialogue.
No, but yeah, communication is very key.
Very
any relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
In anything we're doing, so long as it involves another person,
yeah,
you've got to be able to communicate, because that's where the problem starts from. Even in marriages, they say when it's communication, money, and sex. Those are the three things.
Yeah.
But if there's no communication, the others are going to suffer anyway.
Absolutely.
That's it. How do your... you answered most of my question. Oh, wow. This is going to be one of my shortest interviews. Yeah. So you have no regrets. I mean, you said it was hard. Okay. When I say you have no regrets, how has it affected your dating life? If you have a dating life?
I mean, you know, sometimes when you after like that kind of a breakup,
mm-hmm,
you know, and sometimes we tend to rush
into
dating again,
mm,
having not healed, you know, we try to rush into dating because you want to prove something, you want to
mm-hmm
prove a point,
mm-hmm,
or you want to still feel your manhood,
okay,
that you are still able to go into the dating game again.
Mm.
But I realize sometimes, you know, as long as you still have baggage that you have not dealt with,
mm-hmm,
you know, dating will be very hard.
Dating will really be
very hard, because every time you're trying to compensate in a new relationship,
mm-hmm,
you know. So, but instead, you're not becoming better, because there's stuff that you're still carrying.
Okay.
You know? So it makes dating again very, very hard. You can be in a relationship, but a part of you is lost in that relationship.
Okay.
A part of you is still longing to fix.
Be broken. Okay.
Yes. So
okay,
as long as your past is not
sorted, mm-hmm,
you know, you will date, but mm, you're not content.
You're
not content, because you know that there's elements of your life that are still broken,
mm-hmm,
you know. So for me, how I tried to fix that was by as I said to you in the beginning, that it was hard in order for me like to try and start communicating properly with
mm-hmm
the mother of my kids.
Okay.
Right? So if I can tell you now, even if I can call her now, you know, you won't think that these people, they once had these kind of problems, because we were able to dialogue with maturity.
Okay.
We were not selfish to not only think about us, but to think
about,
I mean,
about the children.
There's children.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
because I'll tell you something. Every time I call my son, or I'd call my daughter, right, there's that element of fulfillment that, you know, I'm actually speaking to you guys in a respectful way, in a dignified way.
Mm.
We joke, we have fun on the phone.
There's no strife, mm-hmm,
you know. Even now I can say, okay, fine, then, you know, to a point where I say, can I please speak to mommy,
You know? Okay.
And she'll pick up the phone. Then okay. I'll ask about life. We'll talk about general stuff. And it's we are at a place now where the past has been sorted. You know, we talk.
Okay.
You know, we talk about kids' education. We talk about how they're doing.
Mm.
Do they need anything? I'm there.
Okay.
You know, even though we are not in a love relationship, but I'm there as a father, as a supposed to.
I'm going to clap. I'm going to clap. You know, even when you talk to women or some women, I would say all the women, it's not always, you don't always hear positive about the man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always hear positive about the man. And sometimes something that I have also found out, because I've talked to some single women, is their expectations is always on the male side, not what am I going to put into this relationship, whatever it is that we have now. There is no sexual attraction or whatever. So whatever we have now, how am I going to build it? And then you find that there is fight between them and whoever the man is going out with. And, you know, so you're going to have to do a class on this. Eh? to single men. To single moms and single dads. Yeah. You should talk about it. How would you advise a single dad about dating and their children? How it concerns their children? What would you advise them to do? I know what the women say, but I would like to hear from a man's side.
Okay. So you mean dating?
Introducing a girlfriend, girlfriends.
Yeah. So I think that's the most difficult part.
Mm.
But I think you need like a lot of wisdom in doing that, right? Because when you introduce another woman to your child, right? You have to be very, very careful, and you have to apply your wisdom in doing that. Because number one, they get to think that, okay, so my mother was not good enough for you, right?
It's a minefield.
yes, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So the mom, okay, so also before you actually can do that, be sure that the relationship that you are bringing into your child is a stable relationship.
Okay.
It's a lasting relationship.
Okay.
Because you don't want to introduce this lady today, and then the next thing you're introducing someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So men need to be very, very careful with that, especially when the children are that mature.
Mm-hmm.
They know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So and also it's also those lines of respect, because number one, the first thing that you want to do is for your kids to disrespect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you introduce a woman, right, and then the next thing, this woman is not in your life again. Then you want to introduce someone again. So my advice would be, you know, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take your time to introduce a partner to your kids. You know, make sure that this person, right, they are aligned to your way of life. They love children also. Well, women literally love children, you know.
most women, okay.
Most women,
that's
yeah,
the most
yeah.
women.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And also, your kids need to be at the right place.
Okay.
To be able to accept
somebody new.
Somebody in your life,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and also, it doesn't have to be abrupt. That all of a sudden, you bring the woman to your kids. You know, first, what you need to do, talk to your kids about where you are in life, mm-hmm. where you are in life with their mom. Look, mm-hmm. kids, this is what happened between me and your mom. I think maybe now I am at a space where I've met somebody, and get how they feel about it. You know, like mm-hmm. so don't force them into accepting. You know, you have to make them understand. You have to make them you kind of like have to build that confidence in them first,
okay.
you know, and at the same time, before you introduce your person to the kids, you have those conversations
with the woman as well. Yeah.
Because so that when, by the time they meet, you know, the energies are in the right place.
Okay.
Because, I mean, your woman, sometimes they're excited to be, no, I want to meet your kids, I want to meet your kids. But the thing is, are your kids ready to meet them?
Okay.
You see? So that's why sometimes you see there's always this resentment between the kids and the woman in your life, mm-hmm. because the dialogue wasn't right. Mm-hmm. You know, the preparation wasn't right. Mm-hmm. You see, so it's, but also it depends on how you relate.
You've really worked through this. I can see that it takes a lot of maturity. Yeah. To talk, by the time you begin to talk like this, you've gone through some rough patches, you've figured out how to do it properly, because relationships are not easy. You know, even good relationships, you have to work at it. It can't be just the woman working at it or just the man. There will be friction. Even good relationships, you still fight. You know, you got to fight and then you make up again. That's what it's all about. But I can see you've really worked at it. And I can also tell you're private, so there's some questions I'm not going to ask you, which I really want to ask you, but I'm not going to ask you, entitled to your privacy. There's something that I also find that I want your opinion on. So I know at least of three women who are single mothers who want the man to pay child support, but they don't want him to see the child.
That's a hard one. So I think on that one, there's still damage that's still happened. That hasn't been fixed,
mm-hmm.
right? So in order for a woman to allow you to see the child, you know, they have to be at a good space, you know. But as long as they are still broken, as long as they are still hurting, you know, there'll always be that resentment.
Okay. You know? Do you think the man should pay child support?
It's our responsibility to...
Thank you. I wanted to hear that word. Because I feel if you have a child somewhere, you know it's your child.
Yes.
It's a different thing if you say we're waiting for DNA test.
Yes.
You know, this is my child. Do you think one needs to run after the man to take care of their own children?
No.
No.
As I'm saying, you know, irregardless of what happened between the two of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, that little princess, that little...
Do you kid. Hear the way he's describing his kids?
Right,
okay,
right.
Yeah.
They need the support,
mm-hmm.
you know, and support is in various ways, emotional, physical, and most of all, financial support.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, your kids, you have to dress up, they have to eat,
mm-hmm.
they have to go out,
yeah.
you know, they have to, you have school fees, you understand? So that, look, we can't run away from that.
Man, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening.
I mean, I can't say no, because I'm so angry. I'm not doing stuff for my child.
Because you're angry
with the mother.
Not the child.
And now the child is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, look, irregardless of what happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, be a responsible dad. You know, take care of those kids. There's no two ways about it.
There's no two ways about
there's
it.
No two ways
okay,
about
that's
it. Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you one final question, because I know you have another meeting. How will a man, I don't know, because you're not in that space at all, but a man that's been away from his children for whatever reason, whether the mother didn't want it, anyway, he's been away. But now he wants to know the children. The children are angry. They don't know the why, but whatever reason, the man now wants to come back into the life of the children. How can he go about it?
Like I said to you in the beginning,
mm.
communication, presence, and assurance,
mm-hmm.
right? Look, there's no wrong that can be fixed, right? So I believe that as long as you show interest in a child,
mm.
you know, as long as you show interest in mending a relationship, you know, you might have been gone for a number of years. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to show that interest, that look, in spite of what has happened in the past, you know, I'm here to fix every wrong, you know. I can tell you, I mean, my son, he was very angry with me. He was very angry when all this happened. but through dialogue, I shown an interest in investing in his emotional well-being.
Okay.
You know, I showed interest in being there, you know. So you can't expect a child just to jump to you when you've not been there.
Mm.
But now, if you show the interest, you know, these are energies,
yeah,
right? So if you show that energy, that look, dude, I'm your dad, look, and I want to be there, the child wouldn't say no, you know. The child will also resent you because you're not there. But if you show that positive energy, that, you know what, look, up in a way, you may not divulge the reasons, but if you show that interest, that look, I think I'm ready now to come back into your life. I'm your father, you know. The child also will soften up, but also based on how you communicate it. You don't have to push it. You don't have to force it. You don't have to impose on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show that interest. That look, I want us to fix things.
Okay.
Because remember, also kids, they had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing with adults. We mostly just, obviously, not all adults and not all of us are able to separate it. We think more our relationship. We don't think that kids are hurting. I know this for a fact because I'm an educator, and I see kids whose parents are going through. You always can tell when there's a problem. It's either the way the child begins to talk about the mother or about the father. So you know, okay, somebody is saying something that they shouldn't say in the presence of children. Now the kids have picked it up, and you know the attitude is all wrong. Okay. Thank you. It was short, but not that short. I think we've done like maybe 30 minutes. So tell us, so if someone wants to get in touch with you, this is my channel, so I can advertise whatever it is I want to advertise. So it's Danny. What's your telephone number?
Okay, my telephone number is 067-996-27.
Okay, I'm going to say that again. So his number is 067-
966-966-97-2020.
But you have to be in Johannesburg.
Yes. And then on my socials, you can find me on all platforms at Danny Kamona.
I'll put it in the bio so you can read about it and you can get in touch with him. But if you see him, this is what a fitness person needs to look like. I'm afraid to say, can I join? Because I don't think I want to run. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome,
Thank you. It's been Coffee with Timmy.